I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer extended the Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order through May 15th. The new order also includes some changes and lifting of restrictions for state residents to be aware of. Here's the details from this morning's press conference with Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
I signed an executive order this morning to extend the Stay Home, Stay Safe order through May 15th. The data shows that most Michiganders are doing their part by staying home and staying safe. It's good, but we must keep it up. The order I signed today requires that everyone wear a covering over their nose and mouth, like a homemade mask or scarf or bandana or handkerchief, when they are in an enclosed public space. To be clear, when you go to the grocery store or to the pharmacy or to any store that's open during this time, you need to wear a face mask. If you're in an outdoor area, this order doesn't require that you wear one, but you should consider it anyway. And regardless, you need to observe the 6 feet radius of safety so that you are protected from spread. Masks worn in the public, masks worn by the general public, should be cloth, non-medical grade masks. We need to save those medical grade masks for our first responders, people on the front line. Under the order, no one will be subject to criminal penalty for going without a mask, but a face covering is crucial to protecting the public and our critical employees. And for now, N95 masks need to be reserved for those on the front lines. In addition, all businesses must provide non-medical grade masks and face coverings to their employees who work outside the home. We need to protect our workers. While this order is extended to May 15th, I am lifting some of the restrictions. The new executive order will now allow some workers who perform lower risk activities to go back on the job. We will consider this the preliminary stage of economic reengagement. We will measure, we will collect data, we will continue to ramp up our testing and our tracing, and we will make informed decisions in the coming days about potential further economic reengagement. But it depends on you. If we continue to see our numbers decline, we can responsibly consider additional steps we can take. If we see an increase, we may have to be nimble enough to go backward on occasion. My hope, though, my fervent hope, is that people still take this incredibly seriously. This order allows landscapers and lawn service companies and nurseries to return to work, subject to strict social distancing. That means that they should have limited contact with clients. Workers should have the personal protection equipment that they need, like gloves, goggles, and masks as appropriate. Where they are using shared tools or machinery, extra sanitation efforts must be taken. Today's order permits retailers that do not sell necessary supplies to open for curbside pickup or for delivery. The order lifts the closed areas that have been that were ruled closed at big box stores, so we will allow garden supplies and centers to reopen. And we allow bike repair shops to open their doors as well. We are now prepared to ease up on some of the personal restrictions. These are changes that public health experts say are lower risk. So specifically, we are permitting motorized boating, also golf, consistent with strict social distancing. You may not, however, operate golf carts at this time. Michiganders may travel between their residences, but I still strongly discourage people from doing so. Unless it is absolutely necessary, we ask that you consider not doing that. While it's understandable to be lured by the phenomenal beauty of this great state and hit the road, we know that our rural hospitals are simply not equipped to meet an influx of people who may bring or spread the virus. So if you do go, please plan so that you are not in the local grocery stores. Limit your exposure and observe the proper hygiene. Masks, 6 feet apart, washing your hands, no unnecessary trips. This order also clarifies that state parks will remain open as they have been through the emergency. Please remember that if you choose to go to the golf course, take the boat out, or operate your lawn care service, engage them, please stay safe and do everything you can to protect yourself and others.
That's Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer with a look at what's going on in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.